Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Costos joins us every Thursday at this hour. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And he joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Nick.
John and Hugh, what's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today.
What's going on, man?
How we doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, listen, Nick, I got something. What am I'm thinking about betting on Stetson Bennett to win the Heisman. So what are my odds for me to actually make some money off of this bet?
Cool. Happens, you send me a Venmo payment, and then I keep the money. That's how this is going to go.
Like that, huh? Not a chance.
Zero. No. I guess there's a chance that everything can happen here. Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman. I want to get the updated. I don't even think you can bet on this anymore. They will let you bet on it. Caleb Williams is -2500. I mean, he's a massive favorite. Stetson Bennett is. You'd have to bet $30 to win a dollar on Stetson Bennett. It's not crazy that Max Dog and Stetson Bennett, C.J. Stroud could win the Heisman. Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman Trophy for all intents and purposes. So for anyone out there that wants to bet on Stetson Bennett, keep your money and buy something nice for someone for the holiday season instead would be my recommendation.
That's just so cold.
The truth, man. I think George is going to win the championship, but I mean, Stetson Bennett ain't winning the Heisman. That's just the truth.
The lines have been moving on these semifinal games. That's not a surprise here, but they're moving in the way of the dogs here. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I disagree. I'm trying to find the actual point spread here for this Georgia game because this stuff gets all placed in weird spots here. So Georgia opened 6.5 against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So in between 6.5 and 7, I think Georgia's going to blow them out. I think Georgia's by far the best team left out of the four here. And if Georgia makes it to the national championship game against Michigan or TCU, I don't think that goes well for the opposition here. And I think we've seen this, right, with Georgia this year, where when the opposition has been really good, Georgia just absolutely obliterates them. You know, whether it's Tennessee, whether it's LSU in the SEC championship game, whether it's Oregon in the opener, Georgia has stepped up to the plate here. What about Ohio State? If you look at Ohio State's roster this year, Ohio State's schedule this year, what is it that the Buckeyes have done that would give anyone the confidence that Ohio State's even going to be able to hang in this game? You know, Notre Dame in the opener, Ohio State barely gets by Notre Dame. Yeah, they beat Penn State, great, whatever. You played a Michigan team that's really physical, and that's the book on how to stop this Ohio State team. In the mouth and see if they respond. Michigan did it. It didn't go well for Ohio State. What's going to happen when they play Georgia? So the reason why the number is what it is because people will make point spreads, and the point spread's going to say Georgia a 5-point favorite, right? Basically less than 7, but close enough to 7, right? I'm saying that I disagree with that. I think Georgia's going to win this game by double digits. I bet Georgia in the game anything under 7. I think Georgia's extremely likely also to win the national championship.
Let's move to the NFL a little bit. This Vikings and Lions game. The Lions are actually favored in this game. What's going on with that, Nick?
Yeah, I think it's, we've talked about this a lot this year, right? That, whether it was the game against the Cowboys, everyone's why is Dallas favored on the road in Minnesota? Because the betting market doesn't respect the Vikings. The Vikings are 10-2, and good on them, and congratulations. Also, they're not a great team. They get extraordinarily lucky, and I'm not a Vikings hater. I don't care. These are just the facts, right? They've won all these one-score games that could easily go the other way. So they're 10-2. They could be 5-5 easily, extremely easily. And on the flip side, you've got the Lions team that is playing one of the best teams in football right now. I believe they won 5 of 6. The only loss was to Buffalo on Thanksgiving in a game you could argue they should have beaten the Bills, who are rated as the best team in the league. So I think this spread is within range here. Now, I make Minnesota a small favorite in the game, Hugh. So, we're at Detroit 2.5. We're not at 3 yet. If this ever goes to Detroit -3, despite what I said about Minnesota, I'm going to end up betting the Vikings here. The line is basically in range where I don't feel anything really needs to be done. But no, there's nothing wrong with the Lions being favored here for Minnesota, despite the disparity in record.
Wherever you get your podcast, just search You Bet, and you'll get the You Better You Bet podcast. Nick Costos is the host of that. He is our insider here. Nick, Tonight's game, how do you bet it with Baker Mayfield looming there? Do you expect him to play? No Aaron Donald? How do you possibly wager on this game with so many unknowns?
Yeah, so I kind of think like some of the value has been sucked out of the number at this point, and we're looking at it right now. So this is game day, right, where basically like a lot of opinions have been registered already. A lot of bets have already been made on this game. So the number's currently sitting at Las Vegas minus 6.5. I actually think that's like the perfect point spread for this game. I think you could argue, actually, Vegas maybe should be 7. So I guess my betting advice would be it's never the Rams here. Like, it's only the Raiders. And I understand the Rams are, quote-unquote, like, the home team here. Like, you guys tell me. I mean, are there more Raiders fans or Rams fans in Los Angeles?
Raiders fans.
It's not even close.
Right, it's not even close.
This is going to be a home game for the Raiders tonight. The Los Angeles teams have to deal with, like, when the Chargers host the Cowboys. I think there's more Cowboys fans or Chargers fans.
Right.
It's like, same kind of deal here. Definitely more Raiders fans. This is a home game for the Raiders tonight. The season is not just circling the drain for the Rams. It's, like, in the sewer at this point right now. Donald's on ice, Stafford's on ice, Kupp's on ice, Allen Robinson's on ice, Jalen Ramsey's playing poorly here. Yeah, this is Raiders or nothing, but Josh Jacobs also expected to play. And if Baker Mayfield gets into the game, like, I actually would kind of feel bad for him. Everyone's like, oh, well, this is going to resurrect his career. Yeah, how did it go with Baker whenever he has to play behind a terrible offensive line? Against this pass rush? Good luck. Raiders or nothing for me tonight.
Talking with Nick Gossens. Nick, broadly, without picking a game here, how do you bet bowl games where you're not sure, like Will Levis said he's out, you know, from Kentucky in the Music City Bowl? How do you bet a bowl game where you have so many unknowns? You know, Bryce Young, you know, hasn't – I don't know if it's official yet that he and Will Anderson aren't playing in the Sugar Bowl. But, I mean, how do you bet a bowl game this where there's so many unknowns?
There's two ways to do it. Number one is to have information and to get ahead of it. For example, if you knew, like, for sure – and, like, other people didn't know. So, John, you say that, like, the point is that, like, people know that that's going to happen, right? If you had information, and maybe, like, you guys would be privy to that, maybe there are some listeners out there that would be privy to that by people they know, is to have information before the market has it that, like, big-name player is not playing in the game and you can bet it and get ahead of the move. I would wager that for, like, maybe, like, 1% of the audience, that would be the case. They would have that information. Otherwise, my advice would be to not bet these games. That's what I do. I don't bet bowl games besides for the college football playoff. Maybe, like, the New Year's Six, when we get, like, a sense that, like, we're going to have full teams here. I think, John, you kind of laid it out perfectly. We don't know who's playing in the games. We don't know what the motivation is. The game means nothing. The result means nothing to these kids, I guess, if you want to talk about pride, whatever. So I actually don't bet the games. So I don't do bowl games, basically, outside of the playoff for that reason.
You know what game I'm about to ask you about?
What do we got?
Eagles
Giants?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles are going to slam the Giants on Sunday, which is really unfortunate because I would like my favorite team to win. I think the Eagles should be a 7.5-point favorite.
Uh-huh.
They're like in between 6.5 and 7 right now. So, like, we're basically really close to what I think the point spread should be. Just intuitively, I don't know how the Giants are going to move the ball in this game against Philadelphia. Like, the Eagles are awesome. Yeah, for me, it's Eagles or nothing. I hate to bet against my favorite team, but I would never, ever bet the Giants in this game.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Nick, because this is like, for me, with you, this feels like it's a moment of clarity. But at the same time, you're kind of snippy, too. So I don't know if this is a little bit of a underlying joke in there or not. I don't know how to take this, Abe. I don't know what to say.
It's what, about, like, the Giants stinking? No, I'm telling the truth. Like, the Giants are bad.
No, I believe you are.
I would never come on and, like, lie about, like, a position I'm taking on a game. Like, I would never bet on my own team in this game. I'm being honest. I would only bet the Philadelphia Eagles.
It just feels weird.
Yeah, like, this is kind of like, my fandom's kind of been, like, destroyed by, like, working in this business.
I can hear it. I can hear it a little bit. I can hear it in your voice a little bit.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I grew up, like, a diehard sports fan of, like the four New York teams I like. The Knicks, by the way, good win for the Knicks last night, by the way. We don't have to talk about that.
No, we don't have to talk about that.
See, that's the Nick Costos that I'm used to right there. Now it feels good to me. Because it just didn't feel right. You're giving the Eagles all this love, and now, you know, didn't you just take a poop on the Hawks like that?
Well, you know, I'll just say this about the Eagles. Like, it was really nice to win one Super Bowl against the Patriots a couple years ago. Now you have to win 3 more to catch up to the Giants. How about that? Is that better?
Oh, wow, just rub it in.
That right there, that's the Nick Costos that I'm used to.
But
so
also,
okay,
like, the team sucks, though, and the Knicks suck also, and the Hawks are definitely better than the Knicks, if we're being honest. But good win last night for my Knicks.
Yeah, well, you know, Hawks are all beat to hell. That's right, true. All right, Nick, where can the fans find you?
You bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of our BetQL network, and Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, getting you set to bet and win on an NFL Sunday.
All right, Nick, thanks much.
Appreciate
have a good
it, guys.
One, Nick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.